The dark-haired young man who stood at the sideboard in the luxuriously furnished room, pouring brandy from a cut-glass decanter into a crystal snifter, was handsome, expensively dressed, and appeared to have everything in the world a man might want. But there were three things he didn't have, and their lack gnawed intolerably at him. One was a wife who loved him. He was married, but she despised him. Two was the child they should have had by now. And three was revenge on the man he blamed for those other two things. He tossed back the drink. And then, as he thought about the man he hated, his fingers tightened on the snifter. He had to force himself to set it back on the sideboard carefully, or else the delicate crystal might have shattered under his grip and sliced his hand open. Richard Aylesworth turned his head toward the stairs. His wife paused about three-fourths of the way down the staircase.
Richard, are you coming up to bed?
Most men would have answered quickly in the affirmative. Maureen was petite, slender, and very beautiful and alluring in a blue nightdress that set off her fair coloring and dark hair. Richard Aylesworth just shook his head.
I'll be up later. I still have some business to attend to.
All right.
Maureen didn't even pretend to be disappointed any longer. The fire that had once been between them was gone, snuffed out by tragedy. Of course, most people wouldn't blame her for feeling that way. After all, he had shot her and caused her to lose their child. He could have just as easily killed her, too. But they were the only two people who knew that. And anyway, it wasn't his fault. He'd been trying to shoot Breckinridge Wallace. As Maureen turned and went back upstairs, Aylesworth looked at the brandy and considered pouring another drink. He discarded the idea. He had spent too many nights sodden with liquor, slumped in one of the overstuffed armchairs, lost in half-dreams of vengeance and hate. He wanted to be clear-headed tonight, because he was finally taking a step he should have taken long before now. He was going to do something about what had happened besides brooding about it. He went into his study, filled his pipe. Then he waited for the visitor he was expecting.
Where the hell are you? Come in.
The liveried maid stood in the hall with a worried frown on her face.
Mr. Aylesworth, there's a man here to see you.
Thank you, Ophelia. Show him in here.
In here?
That's right.
Yes, sir. Whatever you say.
A man followed Ophelia into the study. He was big, broad-shouldered, roughly dressed like a teamster or a tradesman. He held a battered hat in one large knobby-knuckled hand, revealing a bald head. Bushy black eyebrows matched a thick mustache. The man's prominent nose had been broken more than once, and there were numerous other signs that life had not treated him gently. He jerked his head in a nod to Aylesworth.
Governor?
You can go, Ophelia, and close that door behind you. Would you like a drink?
What have you got?
There was a bottle sitting on a tray on the desk, along with a pair of glasses. Aylesworth gestured toward it.
Port.
Rather have rum or beer, but if that's all you've got...
I'm afraid I don't know your name, Mr...
Sykes. Harry Sykes.
To your health, Mr. Sykes.
The visitor tossed back the drink, clearly not worried about savoring anything about it.
It ain't my health you're worried about, is it, Governor?
Actually, no, it's not. I put the word out among some of my, associates that I was looking for a man who's good at finding things. A man who's also not too particular about the jobs he takes on.
You must have had some associates who ain't quite so fancy. Elsewise, they never would have known to get word to me.
I want you to find someone. He's not here in Knoxville. The last I heard, he was headed out west. There's really no way of knowing where he might be by now.
You don't ask for much, do you? Out west takes in some mighty big ground.
Hire as many men as you need to help you. Take as long as you need in order to do the job. Money is no object.
What is the object?
I want you to find a man named Breckinridge Wallace. And when you do, I want him to die. As painfully as possible.